As I sat at my window last day, none, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, come holy, come over to tea. I knew that Miss Fogarty sent it, so went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There's plums, there's prunes, there's cherries, there's citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs and cloves and berries, and the crust it was spiked on with glue. There was caraway seed in abundance, would build up an awful headache. You'd kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. McMullen, he wanted to taste it, but really there wasn't no use. They worked at it over an hour and couldn't get none of it loose. The Fogarty went for the hatchet until he came in with a saw. That cake was enough by the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. There's plums, there's prunes, there's cherries, there's citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs and cloves and berries, and the crust it was spiked on with glue. There's caraway seed in abundance, would build up an awful headache. You'd kill a man twice after eating a slice, and it's Fogarty's Christmas cake. Nutty was taken with colic, McFadden complained of his head. Miss Bailey fell down on the sofa and swore that she wished she was dead. Miss Pabbitt fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned through eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There's plums, there's prunes, there's cherries, there's citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs and cloves and berries, and the custard was spiked on with glue. There's caraway seed in abundance, would build up an awful headache. You'd kill a man twice after eating a slice, Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.